What's up, Fandom Night? Episode 21, Reploid Bill Goes to Wizard World.
Everybody's got Iowa.
Hear that? Everybody's got Iowa. This filming is going to be real awkward, but we're trying to get like a we are on our way.
Yeah.
Driving.
We are on our way.
We are on our way. We are on our way to the Wizard World Con, Des Moines, Iowa. We're like 15 minutes outside of Davenport, so I'm going to keep doing these updates, so I got a really big video to post when we get back. Look, my big old head is here. Maybe I'm zoomed in or something. Oh crap, I'm way zoomed in. Somebody was messing with my camera because now this is a lot better. You see how better this is? So now you guys aren't like looking into my nostrils and trying to check out my nose hairs. So I'm gonna be filming this as we go up towards, but this is gonna be pretty sweet. There were a lot of people that were added since I did my can't wait to go to WizardCon video. In fact, Ernie Hudson is now confirmed, right?
Yes.
There are two Supermans. There are Brandon is going to be there and Dean Cain, right? Okay, so two different Supermans are going to be there. Billy D. Williams is going to be there. I said that before. Robert Englund is going to be there. Elvira is going to be there. Jason David Frank is going to be there. Michael, of course, William Shatner.
Michael Jordan.
No, not Michael Jordan, but Michael canceled. Michael did cancel.
Michael who?
The guy that played in Smallville.
Lex Luthor.
Yeah, the guy that played Lex Luthor. He had to cancel. I know, it's real sad. The guy that wore an awesome dress in Sorority Boys and got in your head. I'm in your head now.
Is it only 65 in Iowa? That's lame. We're 174 miles outside. 16 from we'll be good.
This is gonna be awesome. It's gonna be cool. There's probably people I'm forgetting, of course. Who was the person you just mentioned or something? Somebody just mentioned someone. Come on.
It's Jason Mewes, Jake from
Jay and Silent Bob. Oh yeah, Jason Mewes is gonna be there, man.
50% of Jay and Silent Bob.
50% of Jay and Silent Bob.
So that's going to be interesting. I would love to. That would have been great if fucking Kevin Smith was there. But, yeah. You know, when we get there, hopefully they'll give us some kind of, like, packet or something that tells us everybody that's there. But
I will be allowed to film in the con for the most part. I can't go crazy about it. I'll be getting pictures and things like that. But from what we understand, I'll be able to take a camera in. I'll be able to film. But I can't film anything with a screen. And I can't film inside of any of the panels or anything like that. Of course, I saw that coming. But I will be able to get some stuff. So no, this is going to be sweet, man. It's going to be a big deal. I think I messed up. I was going to bring my dragon dagger. I was going to have Tommy sign my dragon dagger, and I fucking forgot it. So I'm going to have to buy something there. Who knows? Maybe they have that fucking Saba that I was thinking about buying.
Yeah, but then you got to wonder, though, is would it be more expensive at a con than it would at Toys R Us?
I don't know.
Because it's $100 at Toys R Us. It could be even more at a con.
We're going to hit that market, too. I can't wait to see some of the stuff that we'll find. Because last year, it feels like last year. It's so
earlier this year.
Yeah, it was earlier this year. We went to a con in Peoria. It's a small one, but it's an anime con. It's pretty sweet.
It's Peoria.
Oh, I'm sorry. East Peoria.
We did not cross the bridge.
Man, yeah. So,
it was a small con.
We found a lot of cool shit, though,
but we only went there for the freaking store, the fucking vendor. That's the only reason why we went, because we went on a Saturday, and all the good panels and stuff were on Friday. So next January, because they have it every January, next January we're going to take Friday off work.
Yeah, definitely have to.
And we're going to go to Friday to see cool stuff.
So I'm thinking if we were able to find, because I found fucking Cloud Strife, and I found a bunch of plushies and things like that. You found Kingdom Hearts.
I found a Proto Guy thing. I found Proto Man. I'm Proto Guy.
I'm sorry. Yeah, that's true.
Proto Man, a plushie that I had to have. And then I found, if anybody's played Kingdom Hearts 2.
Well, I found those four pictures.
Yeah, the Tron Sora. When you go to the Tron's world in Kingdom Hearts 2.
Oh, that's right. That was the thing.
Yep, so we are...
Oh, I got all my statues from Evangelion at this last...
I got one of my statues from Sword Art Online there.
That's right. So, yeah, we found some really cool stuff at a tiny con, so I'm really excited to see what kind of
we missed out on quite a bit of stuff.
Yeah,
we went Saturday.
Because I was talking to a lot of the vendors and whatnot, and they told me that they had a lot of cooler shit, a lot more awesome shit, before we got there. Like, people came in Friday morning and basically fucking wiped them out, and we were buying the leftover shit, and it was still cool. So we got the VIP passes, so we're gonna get in pretty quick, and depending on how the schedule looks, we might hit the shops first and get a couple items before we go around the con and do some stuff. But I don't know. This is going to be huge. It's going to be a lot bigger than the last one we went to. And I will continue filming this as we do this. Hey, guys. I know you're about to get your podcast on, so I'll be quick. If at any time you feel like dropping your own opinion into what we're talking about, head on over to FandomNight.com and all of the contact information for every single one of our shows, including the one you're about to watch, is there. All right, guys. I'll leave you alone. All right. So we've been making our trip, and we had to do an update. Because this was ridiculous. As you drive around the country and everything like that, you're going to see things that are different from the areas where you grew up or where you stay around. And I realize there are adult stores out there, okay? I'm not naive here. But I've never seen one advertised like this. We're driving down. We're in Iowa now. And We see this billboard, and it's like, what did it say?
Lion's Den Adult Store.
Lion's Den Adult Store.
Super
Adult Store. Exit 159. So we're like, I've never, ever seen that. Ever. I've never seen a billboard. We're now like an hour down the road from where we saw the sign. And all of a sudden, there's another one telling us that coming up is the adult superstore.
Well, we're about to pass exit 182.
So they're advertising the shit out of this adult store. If we want to drive a really long way, we might even be able to get a magazine.
Yep. I'm just saying, living in the area that we live in, I've never seen a billboard.
No shit.
Fucking for sex toys. So, you know, that's very interesting, actually. Makes you wonder, it's a superstore, so I wonder if it's like a super Walmart.
Yeah, like a super Walmart. Super sex store. Look at, it's got aisles and aisles. It's got its own fucking exit.
That would, that'd be interesting. And since we're still,
just now passing 182.
Yeah. Still got a little ways before you get to the superstore.
Fucking superstore.
I'm actually curious on where that's at. Is that like near Des Moines or in Des Moines?
I think it's, I don't, I actually,
or is it
think...
past it? Because last sign I seen, we were only 66 miles out. That was a little bit ago, so I don't actually know.
Holy shit, it's so ridiculous. We are approaching Des Moines. We're gonna stop off, of course, get our stuff checked into our room, and then I'm gonna debate whether or not to wear my my Star Trek stuff, and then we're on our way, aren't we?
Well, like I said, we're 51 miles, by the way. 51. Basically, what it comes down to is this. It opens at 3 o'clock. Doors open. And we can pick up our tickets at 2 hours before. Well, it's, as of right now, it's 12:15. And so we can pick our tickets up in about 45 minutes. I don't know where we're gonna be at in 45 minutes. We might be there, or we might be almost. I don't know how long it's gonna take me to drive 51 miles. But we can go and get our tickets 2 hours before the door opens, and then once we get our badges and everything, we can just stand there and wait. Which is probably what we're gonna do, because I have no idea how long the line's gonna be or what, because it has been raining. And I don't know how many people want to stand outside in the rain. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah,
I've never been to a Comic-Con. This will be the first one. So I will know more information when I get there on what the game plan will be.
I'm sure I'll be recording a lot more of this as our day goes on. So I don't know how long this video is going to be when I post it, but looking forward to actually making it to the con.
Here we go.
That's the Superstore! Super Sex! The building is tiny as shit! Alright, we are here at the end of the night. So, this was our first night at Comic-Con. So, what's up, Shane?
I had a blast for my first time at Comic-Con. Meeting Jason David Frank was a real treat. I'm going to have to say that, because I've always wanted to meet him. He was my favorite Ranger growing up. Green Ranger, White Ranger, Zeo Red Ranger. Hell, even the Red Turbo Ranger. Black Dino Thunder Ranger.
I'll agree with that last one.
It doesn't matter. If Tommy Oliver was in the series, I watched it. He was my favorite Ranger growing up. So meeting him and seeing what kind of person he was.
That's what I want to talk about. The kind of person that he was. That is awe-inspiring.
He is an awesome dude. Like, he was recording himself.
Before that. Well, yeah. We were just standing in line for the photo op. And the way he came around the corner, and he was just like every other celebrity that we saw that night, tonight. Yeah. Every other person we saw tonight, every other person that did the photo ops, they just walked right into the booth. It was quiet as shit. Like, we waited and waited, and then finally the booth would open up and they'd bring people in and they'd pass you through real quick. Like, you'd go in, ka-chick, goodbye, ka-chick, goodbye, ka-chick, goodbye. But him, he came around the corner, saw there were people there, and came back around. And you seen, like, his assistant was kind of chasing behind him, like, Jason, we got to go into the booth. Like, you could see it. And he was like, guys! And he was throwing up fucking thumbs up and pointing to everybody. And he's like, how's everybody doing? He's like, fucking Wizard World! And
he was the only one. Because we got two photo ops tonight. We got with him and William Shatner. And when William Shatner came up, I was watching. I watched as he walked into the booth, didn't say anything. And I'm like, okay, he's 84 years old. I'm going to give him credit. He's old as shit. And he's like the oldest guy there. Except for, I don't know how old Robert Englund is, actually. He's up there, too. I think
he's in his 60s.
I don't know how he is, because he won't be there till tomorrow, and I kind of want to see him. Now, obviously,
I kind of do too, but man, I'm curious how much that's going to run me.
I think his were 60.
Here's the thing. I think if I had the choice between the two, I might do not photo op, but signature. And the reason I say that is because there's more one-on-one. I get to say hey, and I get to shake his hand, and I get to talk to him for a minute. Just a minute, but it's enough to tell what kind of person he is.
My thing is, though, is like, Bill knows this and everyone else knows this. I'm not a horror fan. I was never a Freddy Krueger fan. But Robert Englund was a... is Robert Englund. I mean, I watched most of the Freddy movies. I haven't seen them all, but I have seen most of them. And the reboot, where they brought that guy from The Watchmen, I don't know his name, who played Rorschach. I think he did a good job, but he wasn't Robert Englund.
That stays more to the original first movie.
And once again, he wasn't Robert Englund.
Right.
Robert Englund brought comedy to his twisted character.
Yes.
I mean,
Freddy is Robert Englund.
Freddy,
like you put another guy in Jason's suit, that dude's still Jason. You put another guy in the Michael Myers suit, he's still Michael Myers. It doesn't change what that character is, but when you replace Freddy, Robert is so much a part of Freddy that the character pretty much cannot be done without him.
There's other people going to be there.
But going back to Jason,
yeah,
that was just the photo op. And the photo op was cool. Going into the booth to actually talk with him, like, because you got a real quick what's up, man, and he kind of shook your hand, and then,
I shook his hand,
then he would like do a pose with you or something, you know, I went like this, like we were gonna fight type of thing, and then
I shook his hand. I'm like, dude, what is up? And he's like, man, not much, man, what is going on with you? I'm like, dude, I'm great right now, dude. And We pose with our fists up in the air,
yeah,
got our picture taken, and I'm like, dude, I can't wait to get in his line, because
you can feel an energy coming off of him that is just unreal. Like, you can tell that he is truly enthusiastic to be there. There are some other guys that you get this vibe where they're like, two of the people that caught my attention the most at this con, it was Jason and Lou Ferrigno. Lou Ferrigno did not have many people at his booth, but he was happy for every person he got. He had a smile on his face. He was enjoying his time
and
there.
Now,
he was even crossing over into other people's booths and messing around.
He was
a damn cool dude.
His booth was right next to Jason's, and those two would be talking. And I'm like, dude, I have to say this. The 70s Incredible Hulk series, that was my parents' time.
Yes.
They watched it. I didn't. I knew who he was.
Lou Ferrigno is strongest there is.
I think I wanted to meet him, but going into the con, I didn't prepare myself enough. I didn't put back enough money to do everything I wanted to do.
I'm debating dropping the $40 tomorrow to go to his booth just because of the attitude I saw that he portrayed. He seemed like an awesome dude.
I even
had like a little match with Jason, but before we get there, you had a thing with Jason. Talk, tell us, because he messed with her.
Yeah, and during the photo op session, I walk up there to get my picture taken with him, and he looks at me. He goes, "I'm sorry, we're out of film. Can you come back tomorrow?" And I was like, "What? Really?" I was about ready to like start crying. He's like, "No, I'm just messing with you." And the lady taking the picture, she was freaking out too. So we took a picture, and that was really cool. And then we went and got his autograph, and he was really cool. He was talking with us, and
as he came up for the autographs,
yeah,
he was filming himself talking, because he does a lot of you can go on Facebook and find most of what he posted tonight, probably, like because I was getting updates tonight because I'm on his fan page and whatnot. So there'll be a lot of little quick videos posted and everything, but one of the things that was cool was as he came up, he noticed that somebody had kissed his flyer.
Yeah.
There was like this flyer in his, like at the front of his booth, and somebody had kissed his fucking picture.
Mm-hmm.
That was awesome, because he was like, he looked at it and he says, is that real lipstick on my face? And then he like went around the thing to check the other side, and he was like, who kissed me? It's so awesome, man.
Oh, and then when you and I were standing in line, he turned around, he's like, who touched me?
There was a wild part, actually. She just mentioned, when we went through the line, we got up through the line, of course, because, well, before that, he was doing a lot of cool stuff. He kept jumping up, and he was like, guys, selfie! And he would he tried to get like a selfie with everybody that he could in it.
Mm-hmm.
So he was taking like a picture of himself and tried to get everybody in there. And when he first came over, he was like, you guys here represent those Power Rangers? And everybody was like, yeah. And he was like, nah, nah. He's like, we're trying that again. And he got everybody moving and riled up and screaming and everything. And he was real cool. He had like four different markers to sign shit. Because there was one guy that brought like a white tiger.
One guy brought his Saba. It was one of those toys that we had growing up.
Yeah.
One guy brought in an unopened box with two figures, the White Ranger and Green Ranger.
And Jason acted like he was going to give it away. He just took it from the dude.
Because Jason even said, this is probably worth a lot of money. And with his signature on it now, it's worth even more now.
I'll bet you it's possible, because it was the deluxe toys, the giant toys, and it was a special pack called the Golden Rangers, and it had both the green and the white deluxe figures, so they were like, what is that, 16-inch figures?
Yeah, probably.
So, like, they were both in the box, never open. You could tell they still had, like, the bands around them. And with his signature now on both sides of the box, he was like, now I'm giving this away. It's worth hundreds of dollars. Who wants it?
And one guy did be like, I want it.
Yeah. One dude was like, I'll take that guy's
and
stuff.
And one guy asked, are you selling that? And the guy's like, no.
No.
And the other guy seemed disappointed. One guy brought in a Green Ranger helmet.
Yeah, and that's what I mean. He switched. He looked around it real quick, and he's like, it's light. He's like, it's got a good build. He's like, this isn't quite 100%, because he was real about it. He's like, it's not full replica. He's like, but this is a good build quality. He's like, you could probably wear this. And then
one guy wanted him to put it on.
Yeah, they kept telling him to put it on. He's like, I can't. He's like, I can't do that. That's like. He compared
that's like,
it to
that's like asking me to put someone else's cup piece on.
Yeah. He's like, that's like after you wear your cup piece, you tell me to tell
put it
me
on.
Try it on.
It was, he had a special marker with him that he wrote on the visor of the helmet.
Yeah, he switched to the red marker so that it would show up on the visor. And he asked, he was real cool about it before he ever did anything. He asked, he spun it around and he was like, so where do you want this, man? He was like, where do you want me to sign this? Like, he talked to every single fan that went through the line. He shook hands. He even did photo ops aside from the photo ops. Like, we'd already paid to have a photo op, and then still he took two pictures with us.
Yes. Selfies. I got my, we got our photo op one, and then people were pulling out their cell phones, and we were asking them, is it cool? And he was okay with it.
Yeah, like other guys there, they were like, "No, you don't get no picture with me."
But him, I have a picture of him that I'm going to frame, and then I have a picture on my phone,
which is the digital one, yeah.
And that one, I mean, it's just the way he is. I mean, he doesn't care, because a lot of people don't like to be typecasted. He never cared one time. He loved being a Power Ranger. Because he still goes to these cons.
He embraces what he is. He has no delusion. He knows. And I'm not going to say he couldn't be a good actor. I'm not going to say anything like that. Because I have another one of his movies, actually, that doesn't do too bad, and it's called The Dragon Warrior.
My thing is that he knew what got him famous, and he stuck with it all these years.
Yeah, he's embraced it. He knows why he is where he is. And it's not just that. I mean, don't misunderstand me, but that is a part of him.
And he doesn't
deny it.
He's so into his role that he was wearing the white tiger coin around his neck.
Yeah, he's been wearing that for a while, actually, now.
He loved being a Power Ranger. I loved him being a Power Ranger. You know, he's a really cool guy. And it was awesome to meet him, and we're going back tomorrow to do his panel.
I don't know if you got to see it, but when we got up there, there was one dude that was getting something signed, and he had to come around to sign it.
Yeah.
No, he was going to take a picture of the helmet. After he signed the dude's helmet, he went to take a picture of the helmet, so he came around, and he was lining it up and everything, and he kept sticking his butt way out. I think he was messing with us.
Because
he kept sticking his butt out, and I kept, like, walking back, because I was like, I really don't want to touch Jason's butt.
But I'm going to tell you something.
And then all of a sudden, he takes the picture, and then he jumps up, and he turns around, and he looks at me, and he says, did you touch my ass? I was like, whoa, dude. And I pointed to her, and I was like, this one.
I'm going to tell you something, Bill.
And then everybody there was like, well, the Pink Ranger and him did kind of have a thing.
Yeah,
she wore a Pink Ranger shirt to the con.
And there was a guy in line that had a black Ranger shirt and a guy who had a green Ranger shirt. We didn't see any of... I saw one guy with a red Ranger, but we didn't see any blue or yellow.
Yeah. Yeah, it's true.
So no love for Billy or Trini. And we all should respect Trini. I mean, come on. She's no longer with us.
Yeah, that's a sad story.
That really is. I'd like to meet the entire cast, but the entire cast is not like him. He embraced what he is.
I'll say that one of the other guys that seems really cool when you get to meet him is the dude that played Zach Walter. He's pretty cool still.
But
Jason, there is an energy that comes from Jason that's unlike anybody else that I met there.
When anybody, you know, you ask anybody who their favorite Ranger is, and everyone's going to probably say Tommy was. You know, the Green Ranger was amazing.
Well, that's because I didn't realize it back when I was a kid, but there's a charisma to the man himself that comes off in the character that he plays, and it's infectious. He's really, really cool. He's positive. He was energetic. He was interesting. He actually cared enough about what we said. I got to talking to him, and I told him when we got up there, I said, you know, you have indirectly changed a part of my life, because I was nearing 300 pounds, and I was lazy, and I was eating fast food every day, and somehow, out of the blue, and I don't remember how it happened, I ended up seeing him in, I looked up his UFC fight, and I seen him fight, and like, it was like overnight. I think you noticed it pretty quick, because I watched him fight, I watched all of his fights after that, I started looking through his career, and he intrigued me all over again. I went back to Power Rangers and started watching the show again and buying the seasons, and I started my exercise routine. I'm now down to like 210. And I told him that.
And says, I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah, he was real happy about it. He shook my hand. He told me that was really cool. And he even went out of his way to ask his assistant to bring over a different set of stuff. And he gave me a different card altogether and told me, he said, this is a training program that I run. He's like, I want you to check this out. And it was really cool that he even went out of his way to see that, you know, he was already indirectly making a difference, so he went to directly make a difference to try to push me even further. And it's that kind of stuff that you don't see that with other people usually. Yeah. Like
he's
probably the most unique person I've met in terms of when I've gone to these things.
And besides going back tomorrow to do a little bit of shopping, we're mainly going just to see Shatner and his panel.
Now that's where we are now. Let's talk the next part. Shatner?
Okay, Bill and Michelle got his autograph. I did not, because...
Let's do that part first. That happened first. We the line was...
Okay, out of everybody that was there, all the stars that were there, all the celebrities and everything, yeah, some people had a pretty good line, especially the wrestlers there. There were two wrestlers there.
They cut themselves a good crowd. Saw that.
Because there was a lot of people who liked wrestling, and they were there to see them.
And literally only them. I watched people come in with that, like, $100-something pass, go get their photo op, go get their autograph, and leave.
Yeah.
That's the only reason they were there.
Now, I'm not into wrestling, so I didn't care too much. But Shatner's line was so fucking long that we had to leave.
And there was Trek uniforms everywhere, man.
And we had to leave, went back out and did some shopping, then came back, and his line was gone. So Bill and Michelle go in line. Now Shatner gets out of his chair, and he's like...
We were debating. Because we came in, I was like, fuck, we missed it. And then I noticed that Shatner was still kind of there.
He was getting up. And he was about to go behind the curtains, but when Michelle and Bill got to the front of the line, he stopped and he turned around, and his assistant was going to send them back.
Yeah, they were pushing us back. They were like, nah, he's going on to his photo op. And I was like, oh man. And I was just about to be like, well, we still got tomorrow at noon, so I'll just use the VIP pass and go straight to the front of the line. But then as his assistant was literally pushing us out, Shatner noticed that we were there, and for all the people, because I've heard an awful lot of stories about Shatner's an asshole and this and that, I didn't see it today. I just, he could have, he had every right. He was already behind the curtain. But when he noticed, and we were only two people. We weren't like another rush of people. We were just two people. He could have easily been like, sorry guys, tomorrow I got to get to the photo op. But he turned around, pushed past to the assistant that was walking him out, and said, no, let him through.
And right there.
And came right back to the table so that we could have personal time with him.
And Bill actually got to talk to him. And I didn't know what they said because I wasn't in the line. But they had a pretty good 30-second conversation. And,
yeah.
And you know, 30 seconds may not seem like a lot, but for...
But at these cons, how quick they push you through that line...
30 seconds is like a lifetime.
Yeah, that's true. Like, Jason, we got about a minute, maybe 2 minutes, something like that, because he would, while he was signing it, he'd talk to you for like 30, 40 seconds, and then like he'd take a picture with you, and then he'd joke around for a minute. We got the most time with him, but when you're talking about somebody like Shatner, when he's got like 600 fucking people in his line... He's people walk up and they're like, man, I love Star Trek. And he's like, that's great, man. It's great to have you here. There's your stuff. Goodbye. But I didn't get that. I got like a 30, 40 second thing. I told him about the books. I was like, man, I've been buying comic books. I was like, I was introduced to Star Trek by when I went to my grandmother's house years ago in Mississippi, and they had an old TV with only three channels. It was a knob TV, and it had three channels, and one channel was a TV land, and I saw every single episode of Star Trek, the original series, and I told him that he basically formed my entire ideal, my moral compass was designed by the Captain Kirk character. I don't see colors, I don't believe in all this race superiority bullshit, I don't see racism, you know what I mean? And that was all brought to me because of him. And the way that I conduct myself, and I try to respect all people, even when I don't understand those people, like, that all came from him. And I got to tell him all of that. And I went to shake his hand, and he was... I don't want to say anything negative. I really don't, because it was amazing to meet him. But I noticed he was avoiding handshakes. And I don't know if that's like a germs thing. I think it's something else. I think that he's an older guy. He's 84. And I think that some people have that tenacity to shake your hand and they want to show you they're the man or something. They want to squeeze the shit out of your hand. Well, he's 84 years old and he don't need his fucking hand squeezed off.
No.
So he wasn't shaking. I noticed the other guys that were going through the line.
I got a sort of handshake.
Yeah, it was like
I kind of reached out to shake his hand. I got kind of like that.
Yeah, he kind of grabbed their fingers.
Yeah.
And Bill got a fist bump.
Yeah, he gave me two fist bumps. He was like, nah, man. And he kind of tapped my shoulder, and he put his hand out, and I was like, dude!
I got a chance.
I was like, fist bump Kirk! And I fist bumped Kirk, and then I told him about a couple of his books, and then she got her autograph, and she got a handshake, and then he put his hand out again. Like, before I walked away, and I was like, two fist bumps! And I hit that again, dude. I was like, yeah.
In the photo op, Bill and Michelle were in a different line than I was.
Yes, yeah. You had VIP, but we had specific Shatner VIP.
It took me a while to get my photo with them, but man, when I got in there, I put my bag on the table.
Isn't there like a presence in the air?
I walked up, I seen him sitting there, and he looked at me and he was smiling. I was like, oh my God, dude.
I could see it on her. I could see it on her as we walked in the room. Like, she pretty much fucking froze up as we walked in the room. Like, she got weird when we met Jason. She was kind of like giddy, but when she saw Shatner, it was almost like for a minute there, she just kind of stopped. She seen him in the room and she just kind of went real quiet. And was like, it was almost like she didn't quite know what she was supposed to do next. They even said, come to the yellow line, sweetie. Like that. she just stopped.
I was just in awe. Just that
when I walked up there,
about him, like, when this is Captain Kirk.
When I seen him smiling at me, I'm like, I know he smiles at everybody, but I don't care right now.
Right, he's smiling at me at the moment. Exactly.
I walked up to that line, and I looked at him, he's like, hello. I'm like, Hello, Mr. Shatner.
This part gets you so great because he's like, hello, Mr. Shatner.
And I was like,
it's so crazy.
And we took the picture.
Like, you can hear it. Like, Shane doesn't know what he's supposed to say.
It's exactly.
Like, hello, Mr.
It's
Shatner.
It's like almost intimidating.
I had things I wanted to do. No joke. I wanted to ask him to hang out because I didn't care if he's 84 years old. I'd have fucking hung out with him in a retirement home just because he's my favorite captain. Second favorite captain is always going to be Picard because I do like Patrick Stewart.
Yeah.
And I'd love to meet him because he's on all.
He would be real neat to meet, too. I'd actually
meet Professor Xavier?
Yes, see there. He's like a quadruple whammy. He's had major characters.
And I would love to meet him. He wasn't there, sadly, but I'd have loved to meet him. I could have been like, oh my God, it's Picard. I could have asked him why he got his ass kicked so much in the series. Why Kirk never really got his ass kicked that much. But when I left, I was like, thank you.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye.
He said thank you to me as I left.
I was like, holy.
Thank you. Bye.
I only got.
He recognized me when I got into the. I know that's ridiculous because I was the last autograph, you know, the second to last autograph he signed. Because you were the last autograph he signed, but like, I knew instantly that he remembered me, because as I walked in that room, and like, after she had walked out, he was like, come over here, man. Like that, and he kind of waved me over to the yellow line, so I went over and I stood there, I put my hand on his shoulder for a second, because I was like, I have to touch Kirk. I swear to God, man, I was like, and I put my hand on his shoulder and felt his jacket, and I was like, I just touched Kirk. And then I took my hand away, and I stood there, and they clicked the picture, and I was like, thank you so much. I was like, you'll never know what this meant to me. And he kind of gave me this little, you know, like his I'm old Shatner look, and, you know,
Shatner
look. I kind of went.
I was just like, because I was like, he's going to probably say hi to me. What do I say? What do I say?
Mr. Shatner.
I'm going to be formal about it. I'm not going to walk and be like, what up, William?
Yeah, I know.
I was like, hello, Mr. Shatner.
Hello, Mr. Shatner.
And I was like super excited. And, you know, I'm going to frame that damn picture.
Oh, yes.
I'm going to take it to work so people know that I got to see Shatner while they had to work.
While they had to work.
And I would take Jason's picture, but I work at Caterpillar. And not many people, even though there's people around our age that grew up with Power Rangers, I tell him, dude, who was your favorite Ranger? And, like, I didn't watch that. I'm like, I don't know why. I watched it. Why don't you watch it?
Even the ones that watched it, like, where we work, it's a really weird atmosphere. Nobody seems to be interested or care at all about what made them a kid when they were younger. Like, they just don't care.
He really, I mean, when I was in...
Those are the two major people we met. Aside from walking around, seeing some really... We saw one cosplayer that I think would have blown you away, dude. Like, he looked exactly like Clark Kent should look. And his shirt was open, and he had the Superman shirt underneath, and he had his tie kind of messed up, and...
He looked almost identical to that Brandon Roth who played the Superman Return.
Now, him!
He looked like almost identical
a
to
lot
him.
Of people,
I thought it was him at first.
A lot of people... I want to meet him. And the reason why is not because of his Superman Return role.
You want to meet him because he's now the Atom.
I love the Arrow series. And because Stephen Amell wasn't there, the guy who plays Oliver Queen, I would love to meet him. He says he wasn't there. He'll actually be at the Chicago one, by the way. I want to meet Brandon Roth is going to be there tomorrow. And I was like, oh my God, that's the Atom. In fact, he's going to have his own TV series with I think it's called like... Heroes of Tomorrow or something.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. Don't quote me on that. Starting this fall. And he'll be in that series with, like, the White Canary, Hawkman, and, you know, other people. I liked his character in Arrow. He was funny. And that's not the only show I've seen him in that I liked him in. But because I'm big into Arrow and The Flash right now, meeting anybody from those TV series, I want to. And he's going to be there tomorrow, along with Dean Cain. Now, I didn't watch a lot of Lois and Clark, but it's Dean Cain. He played Superman. He was Superman for, like, what, 5 years?
He was
years?
Superman when nobody gave a fuck about Superman.
And
that says something, because he had the toughest role ahead of him, because Superman didn't have any real popularity at the time. He was like this dying Boy Scout, can't-sell-a-book comic character, and that's part of the reason they killed him back then.
So, basically, he'll be there tomorrow, too. So, I want to meet both of them. I'm probably going to get into Lou Ferrigno's line, because my parents kept asking if I seen him. My dad even asked me.
He looked awesome. He even had little skirmishes where he was coming over and messing with Jason.
My dad even asked me. He's like, is he still a big guy?
He's huge.
I'm like, Dad, I know we played this series in the 70s, and he was probably bigger back then.
He was in awesome shape.
For his age, I don't know actually how old he is, but for his age, my God, he's still in shape. I'm like, I even told Michelle, I'm like, he will punch your head off your shoulders.
He was awesome, man.
He is.
He's a monster. And then he said something like, what was it? Oh, Jason got up on these chairs and pointed at him from across the other booth, and he was like, he's like, what happens when the Green Ranger and the Lou Ferrigno join forces? And he's like, we get the Incredible Hulk.
One guy even yelled out, Green Ranger versus Incredible Hulk.
Yeah.
No, that's not fair.
Yeah.
I think the Incredible Hulk would beat.
There's about only one chance, and that's for Green Ranger to call the Dragonzord and hope a stomp kills him. Because if the stomp doesn't kill him, from that point on, the fight is already over.
The Hulk will kill you. And I want to get into his line, and like I said, I'm not a Freddy Krueger fan, but I would like to meet Robert Englund. You know, he had other roles. I know that. But everybody has a role that you remember more than anything. Yes, William Shatner was T.J. Hooker. He had other roles. He's the Priceline negotiator.
He was really good on this. There was a lawyer show that my dad was watching for a while that he was kicking. Boston Legal.
Yes,
he was kicking ass
Boston
in Boston Legal.
And I believe he's going to be in a new TV series. I don't know the name of it. But
oh, and dude, Kirk, quote-unquote, William Shatner, he made, his debut hit with The Twilight Zone. Like, you've probably seen it a million times. There's this joke where, I don't know if you've seen the actual episode, but you always see the jokes on cartoons and things like that where the guy's like, there's something on the wing of the plane. There's a creature on the wing of the plane.
Yeah.
That was Shatner. He did that episode.
And
he also did another episode where he's waiting for his car to be fixed, and he's in this diner, and he keeps looking at this magic eight ball thing, and it keeps answering these questions for him. And for some reason, somebody ends up asking this question, and basically the eight ball says something like, "If you leave this restaurant, you will die." And since every other question has come up answered correctly, 100% flawless, they're like, they can't leave the restaurant because they don't know if they should chance it, because this could be coincidence, but he could walk out that door, and so far this thing hasn't missed a single beat. He could be dead.
Well, my introduce to Kirk was, to William Shatner was Kirk, but I grew up in the Next Generation time. So I had to go backwards because I was like into the Next Generation. I was like, Picard's a really good captain. And then I go back and I see some things that Kirk, and I haven't seen every episode of the original series, but I've seen a good portion. And I'm like, Kirk is so cool.
He's no bullshit.
But
anything else to close this off? Because we're hitting on the 31 minutes, and I don't know how many parts, because we've got more video tomorrow.
Like I said, we'll talk more tomorrow about the other stars that are going to be there. Hopefully we can meet them and find out what kind of person they are. Just by going to get their autograph, we could probably tell what kind of person they are, what kind of atmosphere they give off, you know.
And I'm going to tell you guys, if you guys are even considering going to one of these things, two tips. One, don't put it off. This is something that it's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. I mean, you may only go to one of these in your entire life, but you owe it to yourself to check it out. If nothing else, if you're the kind of person that likes an idea of a thrift store, you pay the $80 to go in to check out their wares. They have awesome stuff all the time. But you're going to get to meet these people, and I'm going to tell you my second part here. Have some money. Save up throughout the course of the whole year, because I'm telling you, it's like, if you want a photo op, it's like $40, $60. If you want an autograph, it's like $40, $60.
Depending on who the person is. Shatner's the most expensive.
I almost went to meet Elvira. I was real close because she was like, we almost walked down that line. I even stopped at her booth. Like, well, while you were getting the last booth, while you were in getting your picture with Shatner, I stared at the booth like, I should just go over there.
Well,
I should just do it. Because I met her when I was younger, like 7 years ago, and that was pretty cool.
When I was walking around looking for Bill and Michelle because we got separated, I saw her booth and she was all by herself. And I was like,
some of those people I was feeling sad because, like, when we first walked in, Ernie Hudson, like, there was, like, one dude talking to him at his booth.
I want to meet him because
I wanted to go up there, but I wanted to go up there, but I also don't want to feel like, here's my, I don't want to feel like an ass. Like, I want to go meet the guy and tell him that, I think he's cool and everything because he has done a lot of other shit, too.
He was the cop in The Crow.
He was,
and
yes.
I liked his role there. Obviously, the role I'm always going to remember is him being in Ghostbusters.
But I wanted to go say, hey, but I also don't want to go up through his line and not have any money to buy his autograph or something like that and sit there and talk to him because, truth be told, he's there making money too. I mean, this is, for as much as we're excited because they look like they live this big elaborate lifestyle, he's there, that's part of his job right now. He's making money. Okay, he's got to sign these autographs, he's got to make this time, he's got to go to these events. And if I just walk up there literally just taking his time, he could be cool about it, but I could also just literally be wasting his time.
Right. I there's a few people there that I avoided. Like, I wanted to see Billy Dean Williams. I see him sitting at his table.
I did too. I seen him.
And I was like, oh my God, that's Lando Calrissian.
Yes, it was.
I mean, yeah. Is he a huge character in the Star Wars universe? No, he's not Han Solo or Luke Skywalker or Princess Leia. But hell, you know, he was in Star Wars, and that's cool. So, there were some people that I skipped over, so I was like, son of a bitch. I need more money.
Yes.
And then there were some people that were there that I didn't even know who they were. Or I didn't have any reason to meet them.
Well, they were the two dudes from the Boondock Saints and stuff like that.
I was never into that. And then there was one person from Doctor Who, and I can't stand Doctor Who. So I didn't have any inkling to meet her. I was like, yeah, you're on a show.
I think it would be cool to meet a Jay, though. He'll be there, too.
Yeah, Jay was there.
I even told Bill, I'm like, oh my God, 50% of Jay and Silent Bob will be there. I was hoping Kevin Smith would be there. Because I really do want to meet him. He seems like he's a fucking awesome dude.
It's funny. There's reasons I want to meet him, but it has nothing to do with his movies. I want to talk to him about his comic book career.
He would be an interesting person to meet. I know he's really busy because he does a lot of things. You know, he does direct. He writes. He's doing his own comic. He hosts that Hollywood Babylon.
Hollywood Babylon and... he actually does a lot of radio-type stuff.
He does a podcast with the Comic Book Men.
And he has the Smodcast radio, and he also does Jay and Silent Bob Grow Old.
Hell, our drive up here, we were listening to Hollywood Babylon, and he's funny. I want to meet him, and I don't know, man. Because I'm looking forward, because I know they're doing a third Clerks movie.
Yes.
They finally got the money to do it, and I know they're going to do it. I like the Clerks movies. I can't wait to see the third one. And I just wish he was there, but sadly, Jason Mewes is still cool. I did like Jay a lot, but I didn't get to meet him this time, so.
All right, well, All right, we're going to tag this part of the video now. We're going to be done with this. We've got another day, so... I'm not sure how long this video is going to be. Maybe I'll break this up at this point. It depends on how much we film for tomorrow. But that's the end of this one.
So, we are done with the con. We are headed home. It's quite the experience. Honestly, it was awesome. I enjoyed it. I imagine you did.
I always have fun.
Always have fun. That's not exactly true.
No, it's not actually true of me. A lot of people look at my face. Mike, Shane just came from Comic-Con. Did he have a good time? I can't tell.
Dude, I had a great time. I really did. I almost regret the way that things turned out in a way. Like, I'm looking forward to going more because the second day was kind of rushed with how many panels we were trying to get to and everything, and
I missed out on fucking a meet and greet with Jason David Frank, because at the same time as
that'll
this thing,
happen again, to be fair,
as
you
his,
know that'll
as his
again.
Thing was going on, we were at the Q&A with Shatner, and Shatner's hilarious, by the way.
It was definitely very different. Yes, like he's a troll, man.
He don't give a fuck about your questions.
He doesn't. He was just like, he'd wait, you'd ask a question, and then he would like act like he didn't hear it or that he misunderstood it, and then like he would just start talking about whatever the fuck he wanted to talk about. He just got to start rambling about his shit, what he wants to say, what he wants to do.
Dude, if I'm 84 years old and I'm fucking famous and shit, you really think I'll probably do the same thing? I'm old and I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
But we got to, we actually went to quite a few panels, actually. You know, we did the, I've always felt like I butcher this dude's last name. We went to Brandon Rolfe's, panel, and that was really cool. You know,
yeah.
He's actually from Iowa. So that was interesting. I didn't know about that.
Yeah, the Superman panel was pretty cool, yeah.
He was interesting. Right after him, we stayed around for the Robert Englund panel. And Robert
Englund was... he might have been my favorite panel of the night.
He had a lot of energy. And not only that, but he was the only one that did not sit down. He stood up the whole time and was walking back and forth on the stage, asking people, you know, answering questions. I'm like, he's really cool.
Yeah, he was. And he kept falling into his characters that
he
played.
Yep, like...
He did a lot of Freddy Krueger and whatnot.
Obviously, Freddy Krueger was his largest role, you know? He got typecasted just like Jason David Frank did, and he don't give a damn.
But they owned it, man.
They owned that character.
That's a big part of it, man. You gotta own what you were given.
Once we were done with him, we went to another Q&A with Jason David Frank. That was really cool, because that was the only one that we got front row.
Yeah, we did.
Because we were VIP. So, being up front row, it was the only one, and listening to, you know, people asking him questions, and him answering the questions that I was going to ask him, people already asked him, so I was like, okay, whatever. That's your answer. I mean, I don't have anything else to say, really. I wanted to go to the meet and greet, because that's personal, you know, that's private time to, you know, talk to him and meet him and everything, and like, that was good. I wanted to do that, but I didn't get a chance to do it.
Yeah, I wonder what that, like, we didn't even know how to pay for that, though.
Yeah, I didn't, because I went to the
room. You had to, like, buy it.
I went to the room that it was going to be at, and I was reading the sign. I was like, okay, cool. Pay for it. What the fuck? I was like, where the fuck do I pay for this at? You know? I didn't even know where to begin to, you know, start to look for it. And it was already getting close to 5 o'clock. I'm like, well, you know what? I'm definitely going to do this if I can't get into Shatner's panel. I will walk around and look for, like, hey, where do I go to pay for this? I'll find somebody. But there was enough room in the Shatner panel. Though Bill and Michelle were only seven rows away from them. I was in the very back. So I didn't have a special fucking fancy VIP to, like, be close to them. I was in the back going, and I took my phone out because I wanted to take a picture of them. And I was like, and I zoomed in as far as I could. It's like, oh, damn, I'm too far. I was like, shit. Like, it's cool. It's whatevs. I got to see it. I mean, they have two giant big screens in there, so I got to see Shatner. I got my picture taken with Shatner. I said, hi, Mr. Shatner. I'm cool.
Yeah.
You know, if that was my only chance of meeting him, I'm satisfied.
Cosplayers there were pretty sweet. There were some really, really good ones.
Dude, you was. Saw Cloud Strife. He was the only Cloud I seen. Not many people were going as video game.
I saw another one that was really, really skinny, like an Advent Children Cloud.
Oh, okay, I did not see that one, actually.
Yeah, I saw when we were in one of the panels, and I seen him. There was some Gaara. There was a Gaara guy dressed as Gaara. There was a Naruto, of course.
And a Sasuke. They were all hanging out.
There was female Sasuke walking around, too. She had the samurai outfit on.
Awesome. Now, see, I like Sasuke a lot from Naruto. He's one of my favorite characters. Bill don't give two shits about him.
Yeah,
so.
I'm not big on him. I don't care.
He doesn't realize how cool people are. But we find Solo, as we were leaving, we've seen a poison ivy. And it was a really cool poison ivy because she had a sign that says, eating vegetables is murder.
I got a picture with this.
It was really cool.
Ginormous Spock.
Oh my God, ginormous Spock. There's a guy.
He was like 7'2 or some shit, man.
There's a Spock Las Vegas. And this guy looks like, I mean, he looks a lot like Leonard Nimoy.
Yeah.
I mean, for fuck's sake, I mean, they could have been related. Twins, maybe not so much, but they could have been fucking related. In fact, this dude was so tall. It makes me nervous when people who are super tall get near me. I don't like people towering over me.
He could probably close his hand around your face. He was so big.
And I walked right by his panel. And like, because I was like, Bill's telling me there's a ginormous Spock. I'm like, I hadn't seen no ginormous Spock. And then I finally find it. And I'm like, and I'm just like looking up at him like, holy balls, this dude is tall.
Dude, he was huge.
This guy had to have been like 6'10". It had to have been 6'10 at the tallest. He was really tall. I was like, dude, you could be an NBA player. You could be Spock the basketball player.
Dude, he was huge. It was crazy.
I wonder if you could. You know, if he could be a basketball player, I wonder if he could go out with his haircut and Spock ears. I'd do it. That's a gift.
He was epic, though, man. He was. I got a lot of cosplay pictures, everything from found a person that was dressed as High School of the Dead.
Which
she
one?
She was Psycho.
Oh, my favorite character.
Yep, and then I got Chun-Li picture. I got picture of this dude that was Boba Fett. He was really cool. I got picture of Mr. Satan.
That Mr. Satan was awesome.
Yeah, he was pretty sweet.
He was the only Mr. Satan that
I've
seen.
I didn't see anybody else.
I seen a guy.
I saw a whole lot of skinny Gokus.
I did. I see Goku. I see like people who were dressed like Goku that weren't trying. It's like they were just wearing the clothes and just walking around. Like I saw like I saw a Vegeta. Like I saw that somebody wearing armor. That the hair was the fucking Vegeta style.
Yeah.
But it was blue, not the black. It's that blue that you can see going around the internet. You know, I seen only one of him, and I seen some kid come out of the Shatner one with an over 9,000 t-shirt and a scouter. It's Vegeta.
Vendors were awesome.
Yeah.
I saw a lot of cool stuff, but while I did buy some stuff, I kind of made myself do it. There wasn't as much cool shit. I don't know how to explain it. Like, there was a lot of cool shit, and that might have been the problem. Because there was so much cool shit.
You can't make up your mind.
It was tough to tag down what I should go home with.
The problem is, though, is like Bill said, these kind of cons you want to save up for, we did not do that.
Not the way we should have.
No. We didn't. We
did buy $25, cup of soda.
Now people are probably wondering, you guys are some fucking retards. Sodas are not
$25. It's $25.
It's a mug. It's a collectible like mug that you can keep. It's actually made of metal.
Yeah, it was specifically for their con.
Yes.
And if you had one,
it's
you
free
could just
refills
get drinks
all day.
All night long. Yeah.
All night you can have free refills. And yet but you had to buy the mug.
Yep.
So we didn't spend $25 on a soda. We spent $25 on a mug.
It's not a soda. It's not a soda.
No, because when you look at it like that, it makes you feel like I'm a real fucking idiot. But I got one of those, and the mug is cool. I need more.
You got like some autographs and stuff like that, but you didn't. Did you get anything from a vendor? Well, I did. I'll post pictures and whatnot.
I basically went there to meet celebrities, and I got the celebrities I wanted to meet, I met. I got their autographs or pictures with them. Shook their hands. That's what's the cool part. You know, the biggest one was the Green Ranger. I mean, awesome. I mean, hell, I even downloaded the Con TV app. And I'm following him on Instagram and freaking Twitter now. Just because I can't. Just because he told me to. He literally told me to.
Wow.
No, he told us to follow him.
I know.
So I did.
And I've been following him on Facebook for like, I don't know, maybe a year, maybe 2 years now. So I get it. I do.
He told me to do it, so I did. And so it's interesting. It was a lot of fun. I'm going to definitely save money next time. Because like Bill said, there's a lot of cool stuff. I walked around and I was like, there's so much stuff I want to buy. Like the figures. I've been starting to buy like, you know, figures and stuff now for my apartment. And they had Final Fantasy ones, which are really hard
too.
To come by unless you order them online. And I'm looking at the price, I'm like okay, not just like the like figures, but like there's like action figures that you can get at like you know the little like Power Ranger figures you can get at Walmart. Well, they had Final Fantasy ones there, and I was looking at the price, I'm like, no. Like if it was an actual like figure, then maybe I would buy it, spend $55 on you. But the figures were...
I did get two figures.
You did. But the figures that were Final Fantasy or DC or Marvel were all super
I told myself before I left I had to get something X-Men. Because with them canceling the X-Men books and all the irritation I've been experiencing, I was like, I'm at a con. I have to go home with something X-Men. I have to quote-unquote represent. So I picked up a Jean Grey of the Phoenix and the Black Queen.
I know the Phoenix. The other one's a little lost on me, the Black Queen. But.
Well, this could be the end of the video. I don't know. We might say something else, but we're on our way home. I just wanted to document what I could of this and say that I'm hoping to make this more of a thing, to actually start going to some cons and whatnot, because they're pretty sweet, man. If you've never been to a con, they're pretty cool. I hope some of the pictures and things like that kind of get you wanting to go. It's something that you should experience at least once. If you never experienced it, it's pretty sweet.
The next con we're actually going to be able to make is the one in January. The one by our house is the anime convention.
Yeah, there's an anime convention.
Every January, the first weekend of every January, it's down there. We went the past 2 years. We're going to go again, and we'll probably record stuff if we can down there, and then hit those vendors, because that's really what I go there for, is the vendors.
All right.
But, hell yeah.
That's that.
Hey, guys, did you like that podcast? If so, remember to check out FandomNight.com. At FandomNight.com, you can drop a line to this show, or you could check out other podcasts as well. We cover all kinds of topics, everything from comic books, wrestling, movies, TV shows, video games, animes, mangas. It's outrageous. We seem to have a podcast for just about everything, and you have access to it just by going over to FandomNight.com. So check it out, guys. We're going to get out of here.